Headline: Liberland delays LLD bridge to Justin Sun's Tron for second time, published at 1:15 p.m. UTC, March 4, 2025. Liberland has delayed the bridge that will allow traders to move the Liberland LLD token onto Justin Sun's Tron blockchain for a second time, citing reasons for the delay. According to the Micronation's X account, for reasons, the Tron bridge will be delayed for a few more days. It was already delayed last Friday, with Liberland saying, "The developers were complaining about the dangers of deploying on Friday. Move fast and break things is no longer in fashion, huh?" it said before moving the launch to Monday. The Tron bridge may also represent a conflict of interest, given that Sun is Liberland's prime minister and has been elected twice already. That said, Liberland apparently doesn't have many laws and, according to its website, is still drafting them. Sun plays some role in Liberland's international image. Indeed, speaking about Liberland's future, he emphasized the need for a strong relationship with the U.S. and claimed he would be meeting two of Trump's closest allies during the January 20th inauguration. However, Protos reported that he likely never attended the inauguration at all. In fact, it's still unclear if Sun has even visited the 7 square kilometer stretch of land between Serbia and Croatia that Liberland calls home. The U.S. charged Sun with fraud and wash trading in 2023, which may have spooked him from visiting the U.S. However, a submission from his legal team and the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has successfully managed to stay his case and pause the proceedings while Sun seeks a potential resolution. Last November, Sun directly purchased $75 million worth of crypto tokens from Donald Trump's World Liberty Financial shortly after Trump was elected president. Protos has reached out to Liberland's press office for comment and will update if we hear back. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.